This is 89.3 HD WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. In their long list of recommendations for how the state could save money, the Jindal administration's consultants, Alvarez and Marsal, suggested Louisiana could find $1 billion in savings from the Office of Group Benefits over the next 5 years, largely by redesigning state employee health insurance plans and what they cover. Dr. Philip Brantley, senior scientist at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center, has been looking into whether the state could save money specifically by covering medical treatment for severe obesity. Thanks for coming in to share some of your preliminary research. First of all, tell me, what are you looking at?
We're very interested in the impact of providing surgical and non-surgical weight management interventions to people who have severe obesity problems. And we're particularly interested in whether or not we can help OGB to offer these services to their members in a cost-effective way that produces good health outcomes, good financial outcomes for OGB.
How did this question come up specifically then of covering weight loss treatments and treatments for people who are severely obese?
As much as 10 or 12 years ago, Office of Group Benefits approached us and said, look, we're getting a lot of encouragement by various legislators and groups in the state to look into what we can do to cover weight loss surgery. And so we did a very small pilot project with them about 10 years ago and demonstrated that there was indeed potential for cost benefit if we offered obesity surgery, you know, bypass at the time was what was available. And then we followed it up with another study where we looked at non-surgical medical management, where we were looking at things like combinations of medications and very low-calorie liquid diets and behavior modification, dietary, physical activity programs, trying to see if we could produce similar results without surgery. And we showed that we could produce similar results, but not as good. And the cost savings weren't as good, but still, a lot of people don't want surgery, and a lot of people are not appropriate for it. And so I guess we both felt like we had two potential tools in our toolbox to provide obesity care for people in Louisiana.
So this actually even preceded the cost savings report that was commissioned by the Jindal administration to find a whole mess of savings for the state, including a big chunk from the Office of Group Benefits.
Yes.
So when this sort of came up, you mentioned that there were very early on indications that there might be cost savings from covering these kinds of treatments. Can you explain a little bit more what those cost savings might look like and how they would arise from coverage of these kinds of treatments?
Yes. In the first study we did a small group of about 50 individuals. We did a lottery to give everybody in OGB an equal chance to get chosen who wanted to be in. We took 50 people and we did a full bypass on these people, the full bypass surgery. We followed these people for 5 to 7 years just to see what would happen in terms of the benefits or what kinds of problems they would have. And what our data showed on these 50 is that we were already seeing benefits in terms of cost savings to OGB shortly after 2 years of the surgery. We were starting to see that medication costs were dropping drastically, hospitalizations. So there was a tremendous improvement in the cost. Not only that, there was a tremendous improvement in these individuals' self-reported quality of life, their ability to do activities. There was a drop in indicators like depression. There was a drop in indicators of medical use. And so this was very, very encouraging to people at OGB.
So then they came back to you and said, please do a larger, broader study.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're working on now.
Yeah, that's right. We've enrolled 300 surgery patients that have either had surgery or are just about to have surgery. And we've got about 450 people who are in the non-surgical intensive medical management group. Our goals for the five-year period is to perform 500 bariatric surgeries and to enroll and get active treatment started in 1,000 people in the non-surgical group.
When did that begin, and what's the timeline for completing that study?
We started entering people into the treatment interventions in January of 2012, and this study is due to run through June of 2016.
What kind of coverage does the state offer for weight loss treatments currently?
To my knowledge, they don't really offer a blanket coverage for weight loss. They offer coverage for treatment of obesity-related diseases, such as diabetes, hypertension.
Do private insurers in Louisiana tend to cover treatment?
No, they do not. There's a lot of talk about covering it.
That's really surprising to me, but I suppose it's still, in the grand scheme of things, a relatively new treatment and set of treatments.
Well, none of us have been absolutely satisfied with non-medical obesity treatments. We can get people to lose weight. We can get them to lose weight consistently. 65% of people will lose, 8 to 15% of their body weight, and they'll keep it off for several months. And then 45% will keep off 5% for long term. And that's clinically relevant, but it's not enough for us to be happy about. We were not interested in covering weight loss until we could get better weight loss. I think that new medications and the further development of better and safer surgical techniques has finally put those tools in our hands. And I think because of that, insurance companies and state and federal insurance agencies and things are a lot more interested in it now.
Thank you so much for sharing all your research with me. And I'm looking forward to seeing how the next phase turns out.
Thank you.
Dr. Philip Brentley is Senior Scientist at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center. I'm Amy Jeffries, and this is 89.3 HD WRKF.